2020. I will call to order the for the conference call of the State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Good morning, all. Amy, would you or staff want to announce what other staff are in the room, please?
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. This is Amy Windrope, Deputy Director, filling in for Director Kelly Suswin. I'm here with Craig Burley from the Fish Program, Joe Pinesco from the Attorney General's Office, Martin Carlson from the Habitat Program, and Randy Thurston from the Habitat Program. And I believe Edward Eliezer is on the phone or will be shortly.
I am. Thank you, Amy.
Excellent. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you all, and thank you, Amy, for that. Agenda item A on our agenda is a petition for Whatcom Creek up in Whatcom County, and this is a decision. Edward?
Thank you, Chair Carpenter.
Well, let me make one announcement first, if I may. I apologize. Commissioner Baker has been called to be part of a meeting with Senator Rolfes and others, and so she will not be on the call.
And Larry, this is Kim. I just joined.
Oh, good morning, Kim. Thank you. We're just getting started, Kim.
Yes. Yeah, I see that. Thank you.
You bet. Edward, go ahead, please.
Thanks again. So on January 16th, the commission received a petition from Byron Clary requesting that the commission change the existing Saturday before Memorial Day to October 31st season and statewide minimum size and daily limit on a section of Whatcom Creek from Ransom Street Bridge upstream to the Woodburn Street Bridge. The petitioner is requesting the regulations to be changed to a year-round season, fly fishing only, catch and release, and requiring a single point hook. The petition states that this action would create parity between our current restoration efforts and recreational demand. Whatcom Creek flows through the city of Bellingham, and the 0.37-mile section of the creek that the petitioner is requesting a rule change for is located on the city of Bellingham property and runs along the Whatcom Creek Greenway Trail, providing public access along the wooded section of the creek. In 2018, the department proposed the commission adopt rules to simplify sport fishing rules throughout the state. The effort was undertaken to address comments received from the public that fishing rules were too complex. During this process, the department reviewed the rules for the Whatcom Creek and proposed changes to align with the statewide proposal to open rivers earlier and other clerical changes. No public comments were received during this Whatcom Creek for Whatcom Creek. The current sport fishing rules in place for Whatcom Creek are designed to increase the likelihood that smaller trout escape the fishery, that rearing juveniles and migrating smolts are protected, and the majority of adult females are able to spawn at least once before being subjected to harvest. The statewide general fishing seasons for streams, rivers, beaver ponds provide protections to out-migrating juvenile trout and steelhead. 14-inch minimum size and two fish daily limit provides protections for harvest from juveniles and protection for young adults in the anadromous waters. We recommend that the commission deny this petition. Staff believe that the current sport fishing rules provided meet the protection and conservation objectives for trout while providing fishing opportunities for all user groups. The petition would restrict a section of Whatcom Creek to allow only anglers to use fly fishing equipment. Angler preference shows information about only 21% to 32% of our angler public uses flies when fishing for rainbow trout and resident cutthroat trout. The continued loss of riverbank access, particularly in urban areas such as this in Bellingham, department staff recommend maintaining the current rules to provide fishing opportunities to the broadest range of our customers. In addition to lost fishing opportunities to most anglers, this petition would add additional complexity to the fishing regulations.
Thank you, Edward. Are there any questions or comments from the commission?
Yeah, Larry, this is Brad. Can I comment?
Yeah, Commissioner Smith, please.
Yeah, I'm thanks for the presentation there. I'm familiar with that section of the creek. It flows through a pretty much of an industrial park, and it is utilized. When I'm going there, my observation, and also when my son was young, mostly by children, by young fishermen that access it by their bicycles. So I'm in agreement with the staff's recommendation. This is primarily a youth fishing area. It's not a pristine fly water. It flows through an industrial section of Bellingham, and it provides an opportunity for young fisher people to go out and catch a fish sometime that's in their neighborhood, and they can ride a bike to, probably the only opportunity that some might have. So I support the recommendation of staff.
This is Commissioner Carpenter. I'm also very familiar with that, having grown up there in Bellingham many decades ago, and I remember back then that the shorelines were pretty active and there was a lot of excitement, and I support Commissioner Smith's position on that.
This is Jim Anderson. I have a question.
Commissioner Anderson.
Yes. Was this a particular stretch of water one of those that was affected in the rule simplification process, or is this a new request entirely?
This is a new request entirely, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the commission? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I'll move it to support the recommendation of staff.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn, second. Any further discussion?
I have a question with regard to process, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Commissioner Anderson.
So have we heard this request before, or is this a first time and our process allows for a decision at this point, or do we have additional notification or sequencing that we need to follow? And I ask the question because I don't know.
Chair Carpenter, Mr. Anderson, this is Craig Burley. So this is a petition that the agency received, and under Title 34, the commission is required to hear the petition and determine whether or not the commission would like that to move forward for further consideration or to deny the petition, and that's the step you are at on this call today.
Okay, thank you.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I'll just speak to the motion, which I'm going to support. I appreciate the knowledge that Brad and Larry, Commissioner Smith and Carpenter presented. I certainly agreed with staff's analysis. Very much support the rule simplification process, as well as this opportunity and access. Bank fishing is limited in our state, and to limit it further really goes against what I seek in terms of opportunity for all. So I support the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Thurman. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the Commissioner McKaysey.
Yes, just briefly, I'd speak in favor of the motion as well. And just for future petitions that come forward, the rationale for this proposal was a single sentence that needed a little bit more explanation in my mind to create a case. It wasn't clear to me what parity meant and current restoration efforts and that kind of thing. So anyway, but I do support the motion for all the other reasons said as well.
Thank you. Any other comments from the commission? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Edward. Appreciate it.